Studios. You're listening to Boy Oh Boy. I'm Hans, filling in for Gray and JC. Corvara has decided to censor both Gray and JC, but has also expressed that the show must go on. Two episodes were recorded for the past 2 weeks, but if they never reached your feed, well, now you know why. So, for the foreseeable future, I will be taking both seats. And yes, I am sitting in both of their seats. If you're familiar with the show, shout out to Parzival and Jordan, you know that this podcast is hosted by two fine gentlemen and scholars who have no life experience who feel self-important enough to share their lives and opinions. Actually, I think they're starting to gain quite the life experience. Anyways, for this episode, you've got one quite stunning and handsome young adult with slightly fewer mistakes logged, trying to fill in that void. So, join me while I yap for about an hour about whatever's on my mind. I have a little list here. I tried to actually look at the Notion to see if they had written down anything on their list, but no, they didn't have much, and so I get to yap about whatever I want to. I think the first thing is to address Gray and JC. Gray just straight up, his computer, I think, finally went kaput. I don't know exactly what went wrong. We think that it does boot up and he's able to choose or select his Windows operating system when it boots up, but not too long after, it'll just shut back down, which really sucks because it's just quite the beautiful piece of art his computer is. It was a Mac. It was literally just a Mac or an iMac. It had an insane amount of RAM. I want to say 128 gigabytes, but this came from 2014 if I remember correctly. And it has been Frankensteined into whatever system it has been for the past 11 or so years. And I was quite impressed. And so his computer just doesn't work, unfortunately. And then for JC, I can't speak much for, but yeah, I mean, they were censored. Both of them were censored. I will talk more about them. Yeah, actually. So I did get to see them, both Gray and JC, I believe 2 weeks ago now, when I went to Texas to join them in going to the Texas Ren Fest, which was so much fun. Jordan, you missed out. Chargal, you also missed out. I'm kidding. We didn't go. It rained. The festival still went, continued, but we essentially got scared of the rain. There, so it stormed around that Houston area, and apparently people who were around there were saying how the roads getting to the Ren Fair was flooded out pretty much. And even then, if we did make it to the festival grounds, it would have been very muddy, and I don't think quite that enjoyable, unfortunately. I was really, really looking forward to it, but then again, nobody wanted to go there in that rain, unfortunately. So instead, I just hung out with Gray and JC and the gang, minus Chargal, minus Jordan still. Boo. Which is also sort of a relief because 3 weeks prior to that, I had rolled my ankle pretty badly. And I figured, oh no, I'm going to suffer at the Ren Faire with this quite hurt ankle. But surprisingly, it had recovered pretty well and quickly. I still feel it hurt when it is like when I bend it a little further than typical walking. And so sometimes when I'm running it, I still feel it. But regardless, I would have been able to go even with that. Instead, JC made me walk around the lake with an injured ankle. So that was great. You know what? Yeah. let me talk about that weekend since you guys are here for the Gray and JC content before I yap about other things. So I flew in on Friday, sort of late. Not late. It was in the evening. I flew in. JC picked me up. He was amazing with the timing. And I think I was pretty tired. Oh no, we did get some food. We walked over to B-Dubs to get some cauliflower wings, and those were pretty delicious. And then pretty much passed out after that. The next day, Saturday, that was supposed to be the day we went to the Texas Renaissance Festival. Yeah, so because that didn't happen, we just went to Gray's place and saw his new apartment. And can I say, that place is tall. Oh, and it's also like really nice. I think huge shout out to Issa. She has, without her, I think, well, I guess without her, Gray wouldn't have even moved out into that one. But without her, the organization would be pretty not great. But when I had visited, it was already starting to shape up, and I like what they are doing with the place. Some pretty good decor, some good ideas and visions for what they want the place to look like. But also so many windows, tall windows. It was pretty crazy. I think I'm peaking the microphone, and so I'm sorry if I'm like breaking anyone's eardrums. Just freaking turn your volume down. Jeez. So, yeah. Tall windows. And we went. JC and I went. Oh, no, we picked up Steven. We picked up Steven on the way there, and then we went to their place. We just chatted a little bit. I was going to say yap again, but I need to stop saying yap. Anyways, we chatted. I met Issa for the very, very first time. She is so sweet, so awesome, so funny, so cool, just incredible. And then, yeah, what did we do? Oh, we went to Goodwill afterwards, all five of us. Just to see if we could find any furnitures or whatnots for the apartment. They eventually found like a small shoe rack or shoe rack. And it actually fits in quite well with the apartment. And after Wizards, we went to Bookman's. Wait, nope, not Bookman's. We went to Half Price Books. All anybody found was I found a pack of the Scrabble Slam. I think it's called Scrabble Slam. It's the card version of Scrabble. I had gifted a pack to JC earlier this year for his birthday, and he was like, yeah, he and his family, I think especially his dad, likes to play it. And so now I want one, and I found one there. So yay. We got food afterwards. We got Korean wings. That was so good. What was it called? Donkey Moe's. Incredible wings. There were also zucchini fries that were so delicious. And the staff was also so nice. I would highly recommend going there. What else? We went back to the apartment And we were like, all right, we are going to play Mario Kart and just have some drinks. And so I believe it was Gray, JC, and Steven who went to go buy drinks at a liquor store. I do know that they bought so much alcohol. And so I just stayed back with Issa and we just hung out. I got to learn a lot about her. She got to learn about me. And she's my new bestie. There was a moment of bonding over Club Penguin and talked about jobs. And yeah, other stuff too. But eventually they came back with the alcohol. I wish I remembered what the brands were, but I said I would only drink rarely, and the only time I would drink is only by peer pressure. And so I ended up drinking something. I forget what it was called. And also we wanted to do Mario Kart, so we drank and played Mario Kart along with Mario Kart. No, wait a second. We did Mario Party first. We played Mario Party. Guess who won? Okay, I'll spoil it. It was yours truly. Yeah, it was fun. It was, I guess I don't remember anything too specific about it, but the stars just kept falling into my lap, you know? I ended up like having a gold pipe. And yeah, I don't know. I'm moving on. We then played Mario Kart. It's sort of Birio Kart. But instead of like one drink per race, we did one drink per like set of four, I think. I believe that was it. So yeah, a good and fun night. After that, we started watching Wicked, but I think a good amount of them were starting to get tired or were a little too drunk to watch Wicked. At some point, JC was just laying on the floor behind the couch, completely unable to watch Wicked. And so that was fun. Oh yeah, Steven also moved into his new apartment, which is larger than his previous one. I never got to see his previous one, but I'm told it's larger. And instead of it being a studio, it is a one-bedroom apartment. And it looks nice. He is still unpacking. And I think that boy is going to still be unpacking for like at least the end of the year. But regardless, it was still nice to see where everybody's at now. Yeah, the next day, Sunday, JC and I walked around Lady Bird Lake. It's always nice to walk around Lady Bird Lake. What's really weird about that walk, though, near the end of the walk, we started noticing that there were like ants everywhere. And I assume not even near the end. It was like, I don't know, 2/3 of the way in, or maybe halfway. JC mentioned it first, and he was like, are those ants on the ground? There's so many of them. And I didn't see anything at first because my eyes weren't adjusted to looking at the ground. But as I kept looking at it, I'm like, no, those aren't ants. I forgot what I said, but like, eventually I was able to focus and there were just so many ants. Billions, probably not billions, millions, just everywhere. It was weird. And then once I knew that there were ants there, I couldn't stop seeing them. It's not like they were big. They were like tiny ants. So yeah, I don't know. It could have been from the rain. They all got pushed out or like relocated. But there were so many. It was crazy. We tried to go to a coffee shop that was that we had seen last time. Again, I don't remember the name of it, but it's apparently pretty popular because when we showed up, there was a huge line waiting to order their coffees. So we were running a little bit late to get to our afternoon stuff. So we decided to leave, and then we would get coffee on the way to the next thing. But yeah, it was a very good walk. The weather was fantastic after the stormy weather previously. And my ankle's fine. Yeah. So we went back and we headed out to go hang out with Jay-Z's family. His parents had wanted him to go with them to this place called... Shoot. Why? All these names are slipping my head right now. There's an app actually called Belly that I've been using where I can record all of the restaurants that I go to. And so it should be here. Guadalupe Brewing Company and Pizza Kitchen. His parents had wanted him to go. And so since I was there, they invited me as well. We went with Brandy. And it was okay. Prior to that, we went to Gristmill, which they also go all the time. But their nachos and queso, or I guess chips and queso. Oh my God, it's some of the best chips and queso I've ever had, I think. Very delicious. Very good. Highly recommend. So then afterwards, we went to Guadalupe Brewing and got drinks. I was so easily peer pressured. Also because like their entire family, everybody who went drank. So I was like, okay, this would be weird if I didn't. And I'm glad I did because the drinks were good. I wouldn't necessarily go out of my way to get them because it is like, what, an hour and a half drive, I think it was, or maybe just an hour from Austin. It was in New Braunfels, I believe. So it's a far drive, but good nonetheless. And then we got the food. They had really good focaccia. I totally forgot about that. Good focaccia. But then I also got like a pizza for dinner, and the pizza was okay. And that's what I guess I remembered the most, oddly enough. Yeah. And then JC and I just hung out for the rest of the time. The next day, JC had work, and so I took him to work with his car, and then I took it around. I just drove around until I found a park to just chill and read. But then it got pretty hot pretty quickly, so then I went to go get food. JC had recommended a cafe previously. Oh my God, I didn't add the cafe to my Belly ratings. Shoot. What is it? What was it called? All right, chat. Or chat, sorry. If you didn't know, I stream. Austin. I'm zooming in on maps. Austin. Oh gosh. Okay. This is where Gray lives. So is this where JC lives? Oh, down here. And then this was his work. Sorry. This is thrilling content. Where is it? Where are we? Sorry, brain rot. It was on First Street. First Street. I'm almost there. Damn it, I don't see it. Recent search history. Oh. Bolden Creek Cafe. That's it. Vegan food. So delicious. What did I get? Oh gosh, some food. It was really good. I'm so sorry. I'm not providing any details. Oh no, I do remember. It was the migas, vegan migas. They also gave like a side of tortilla with rebaked. Is that what is the baked beans? Twice baked beans? Refried beans. There we go. I got there eventually. Refried beans with salsa. It was so good. I added tofu as a protein and chose vegan queso as the topping. It was so good, so delicious. I really appreciated that. So yeah, and then afterwards I just hung out with JC. We played some Mario Kart and then he took me to the airport. And since then, I don't even know. I miss them so much. I wish I could hang out with them all the time. And then corporate was like, hey, we had to censor these guys. They can't talk anymore. Fill in for them. You have to. And they also pointed a gun to my head. So now I'm here. So that was that. And that takes us to now. I guess I'll just yap for... I'm still recording, right? I haven't been watching. Yes. We've been going for 25 minutes. They do this for an hour? That's crazy. And I listen to them do this for an hour? Damn, that's wild. Before we continue, this podcast episode is sponsored by the Flooded Out Texas Renaissance Festival. If you want to go, it might not be worth it. But yeah, that was a bad sponsor. This podcast is sponsored by Scrabble Slam. Pretty fun. I haven't played it, but I want to. JC's dad loves it. Yeah, I think that's all the sponsors we've got for now. Okay, so what's been on my mind lately? Tomorrow, Micro Center is opening up finally in Arizona, and I am so freaking excited. Every time I see a deal on r/ like what is it? PC deal, PC part deals. I don't know what it's called. I don't go on Reddit frequently. They're usually just shared with me. There's always a deal for like a Micro Center giving or selling something for so cheap at a discount. It's insane. And then I remember, oh, the nearest Micro Center is like 1,000 miles away or something in California. Or yeah, I think California is the closest one, which is a 7-hour drive, or maybe to the Micro Center that would be 8.5. So yeah, yikes. So I'm very excited for it to open here. I'll be going tomorrow. Well, the grand opening is Friday. Tomorrow's Wednesday. They had like a sign up for our newsletter and you'll be a VIP. And we're giving away 128 gigabyte flash drives to everybody who signs up. And so you also get to go to the store 2 days early. So I'll be going to that with some of my coworkers. Oh yeah, it's also opening up like 5 minutes away from my office. Like probably a 5 to 10 minute walk. It's insane. Not great for my wallet, but I'm still excited. we'll be going. I can't wait for that. Yeah, anyways, what else? Halloween just happened this past Friday. Okay. I have some beef I'm gonna air out with my dear friend Pierce. Love him. Love him to death. He's, I think, after Gray, he's the second friend I've known the longest ever since I moved to Arizona. And I don't talk to anyone else, or like I don't talk to anyone from before I moved to Arizona. So second longest known friend. Second friend I've known the second longest. Yeah, Pierce. He was hosting the party, or I guess his girlfriend's family was hosting the party. And they had told me that the party was starting at 6 o'clock, which is kind of early for a Halloween party, but also it doubles up as a birthday party for his girlfriend's sister. And so I'm like, great, okay, I will be there. But also Fridays are days where I play pickleball. And so I still wanted to play some pickleball. And since the weather's been cooling down, I was like, hey, if anyone wants to play pickleball with me earlier in the day, you're more than welcome to. And so some friends did join me and my brother. We played. By 6 o'clock, I was like, oh, I better head home. When I got home, I got a call from Pierce. And he was like, oh, we're going to take the kid out trick-or-treating, so we won't be back by 8:30. And I was annoyed, to say the least, because I could have kept playing pickleball, you know? But instead, I was able to, I guess, take more time to shower, put on my costume, and then I just yapped with a friend who I just saw sitting in a voice channel on Discord. So that was that. But gosh darn it, Pierce, I could have played 2 more hours of pickleball. The party was fun. I left around midnight and everybody else wanted to go to the club. And so they went to the club. I went home. Yeah. Oh, they had really good tacos. Al Pastor tacos and nachos. Pretty good. What else? The following day on Saturday, oh my goodness, I went to the Stardew Valley concert. Oh, it was so good. Guys, I think I had so much more of an enjoyable time than some regular concerts I've been to, like artist concerts. This was just so fun. It was the Stardew Valley Symphony of Seasons Symphony of Seasons concert in Mesa. They're on tour and it was just so fun. The conductor was like, hey, even though this is an orchestra, don't treat it like one. Like, we're here to enjoy and have fun. And so if you want to cheer or like interact with the music, or they also had like video playing behind them, so sometimes it was like Stardew Valley content or like just background scenery showing some of the map or even animations of certain parts. It was so cool. But with the permission for the audience to interact, it was even more fun, because for example, like when they showed Jojamart on the screen, everybody was booing the Jojamart. When Elliot shows up for the first time, everybody was like cheering, and it was a lot of the girls that were cheering, but there were a lot of cute and wholesome moments as well. So it was fun. At the beginning, they had a QR code up for voting for your favorite character. I voted for Krobus, and then at the end, they revealed the top 3 votes, and in 3rd place was Sebastian, 2nd was Linus, and 1st was, of course, Krobus. Yay! So, a really good time. I had so much fun. Yeah, it was just a good time. I think that's been it, really. For those who I've talked to, I've probably mentioned that I've been trying to get manager at work. I think as of pretty much December, this upcoming December, we will have been operating without a manager for, is it 1 or 2 years? It feels like 2 years. I've been with the office for 3 years. Yeah. We will have functionally been without a manager for 2 years. The reason for that is because our previous manager had become the director when our previous director had left. And I guess there has been zero urgency to fill in the manager position from my team. But that's also because I've just been taking care of a lot of those responsibilities since then. And so I've been trying to say, like, hey, give me what I'm working for. I need to be paid the value that I have provided with my increased responsibilities and all. So there's been hopefully some headway recently. I've been really trying to push for it. Also, like, to get one of my coworkers deputy manager, which is like assistant manager. Just, you know, it's a government job, so they want to be fancy with it. And then another friend as our coworker as a deputy manager for her team as well. So I'm really hoping it comes around this time around soon. Otherwise, yeah, it might be rough. And at this point, I think I'm also the acting manager, or at least responsibility-wise, the acting manager for the AI team that was started this year. So fun. What else? For those who know me, I am a huge fan of Minecraft, and I love keeping up with the updates, the snapshot updates. And so today they had just released a snapshot, and they introduced some pretty neat, I guess, stuff. What did they introduce? So this is a snapshot for the Mounts of Mayhem update. And ever since 1.20 or 1.21, they've decided to do a bunch of smaller content updates rather than one big update with every version, for every major version, I guess. So Mounts of Mayhem is the latest game drop, and today's snapshot introduced, what was it? Netherite horse armor for horses, of course, which is insane. I mean, it makes sense. It's very fitting for this update, but horse armor have been around for so long now, since, like, I think the horse update back in 1.6. I feel like 1.6. Or maybe horses came around 1.5, and then horses were added, or horse armor were added 1.6. I don't remember. Something around there. But when they introduced Netherite to the game, there was Netherite armor for players, but they had never added it for horse armor. I wonder when Netherite was added. Because it would have been the big Nether update? 1.16, I think. So yeah, it's been a while. It's been quite some time. 2019, I want to say, was 1.16. Or maybe 2020, early 2020? No, updates were a little bit slower, so maybe mid-2020. I don't remember. And so it's been 5 years. Any of those updates, they could have added Netherite horse armor, but now finally they have added it, which is awesome. It's great. I don't know anybody who uses horse armor, really, but I also know that it's been like a requested feature by the community. In this game drop, they also introduced Nautiluses, which are like horses, but you can ride them in the water. They're not like horses, but they're mobs you can ride in the water. And it's so fun. They provide you like a temporary breathing bubble, and they also have armor. And when they introduced Nautilus armor, they came with Netherite Nautilus armor a few up, like, snapshots ago. And so it was weird that they'd never had Netherite horse armor, but they finally have it. What else? I think, oh yeah, some other stuff with this Mounts of Mayhem update, like the spear. It seems cool, I guess. I like that they are exploring other parts of Minecraft where they haven't received much updates. And so this is pretty neat. Yeah. I don't know how to segue conversations or topics with myself. It's like, oh, well, my thoughts going on to the next thing now. Earlier today, I had received an email from Steam, the video game, PC game storefront, saying I got 2 Steam community awards for my profile. And I'm like, I haven't even played a game in who knows how long on Steam. And I got gifted, like, or I got awarded the Superstar and Wholesome awards for my profile. Again, I haven't talked to anybody about my Steam in quite some time. I'm pretty proud of my profile, but like, it's not something I just bring up to people. And so it was very odd. The other thing is, Steam doesn't tell you who gave you these awards. Like, anyone with Steam points can give it to you, but Steam doesn't tell you who gave it. And so thank you, I guess, to whoever awarded me the Superstar and Wholesome awards. They're literally just aesthetics. They don't do anything except you can show off awards that you've got. So that's chill. Yeah, well, I've got more sponsors now. This episode is sponsored by the 128 gigabyte USB. Who uses USBs anymore? This episode is also sponsored by Netherite Horse Armor. You'll get your protection, but maybe a few years too late. It's probably not a great motto for insurance companies. This episode is also sponsored by the Steam Wholesome Profile Award. Who knew playing video games could be so wholesome? I genuinely don't even remember the last game that I played on Steam. It's been a hot minute because I've been so busy with work and life and my own projects that, let me see, what does Steam say my last game is? Not Wallpaper Engine. Final Sentence, which I played the demo of, it's a typing game, but like mixed with Russian roulette, and you have to type as fast as you can against other people. And if you make a mistake, you get a tally. And if you get 3 tallies or strikes, you play Russian roulette. And if you survive, you may proceed, but they add a bullet. If you type too slow and somebody beats you to the end, you die. So it's actually pretty fun. And yeah, if you like typing games or competitive typing, that's a thing. But even that, like, that was a demo of the game. I guess Rocket League, but I don't even remember last I played Rocket League. Yeah, I don't know. I've been more so playing games on my phone. Oh, I have something to talk about. On the freaking plane ride back from Texas, I was like, all right, the only entertainment I've got. I don't usually like watching movies on planes. I don't know why. It's just the thing. And so I play games on my phone. I have Stardew Valley on my phone. Here I go again talking about Stardew Valley. But I have Stardew Valley on my phone. And yeah, I literally only play Stardew Valley on my phone on planes, which is kind of whack. But so I was like midway through the first summer. And how did it happen? I have a controller that I can hook up to my phone. It's like a gamepad where you slide into the phone. Anyways, I think I got the A and B buttons mixed up. And so I accidentally went to delete the save. And it even asks you what the, if you want to confirm deleting the save was, or if you wanted to. And I was still so confused on what A and B were, like, because I have the circle and X, but I didn't know if the game took Circle as A or B and X as A or B. And I ended up deleting my save and I was so freaking upset, but I just started over again and I am making sure I make backups because I looked up using the plane's Wi-Fi. If you have T-Mobile, who did I ride with? Oh no, my phone is in sleep mode. Deep alarm. Let's see. I think I rode with Delta. Or maybe American. Oh, I rode with American. A lot of American airlines offer internet if you have T-Mobile, or at least the ones that I've ridden with. And with T-Mobile, you get 4 internet sessions throughout the year for the whole flight. But they also provide you an hour of an internet session per flight. But it's unlimited throughout the whole year. So if you're doing 20 flights, you could have an hour of internet for those 20 flights, unless you wanted to pay. So that was awesome. And so I got an hour of internet and I was like, can I retrieve my save? And there were some instructions online, but in the end, there was nothing in my saves folder. I was so devastated. So now I am actually making constant backups because I am so paranoid I'm gonna lose it. So yeah, don't do that. Don't delete your saves. What else? I could talk about my projects. One of my biggest ventures right now, I've been trying to create my own company where it's sort of like a digital studio for content creators where they can buy my services and they will have everything they need to produce a game show or event or whatever. And so it's very much inspired by Ludwig and his, what was it called? Mogul Moves? I think it was Mogul Moves. Something like that, it's gonna bother me. So many names are slipping my mind right now. Anyways, he hosted game shows, but they were like live. He had a studio and everything, but eventually he had to shut it down because it just didn't make sense financially. And he was okay losing money on these game shows, but in the end, like, it was actually becoming unaffordable for him. And so I'm thinking, okay, I could do the same, but instead of doing real life, using a real life studio and everything, I just do it digitally. And then I can create all the tools I need by coding it. I can use Minecraft, Fortnite, or Roblox as the platforms. And then once things are set, then it could just be repeatable over time. And people could use those resources. So that's my idea. And I think it was 3 weeks ago now, I had done my first production for that, sort of as a test run, but also for a friend's YouTube channel where we did Family Feud in Minecraft. And God bless all of the other content creators that were in that video who were participating as contestants. I had technical difficulties for like, I think 2.5 hours. I felt so bad for them. They showed up on time and I also was feeling sick earlier that day and slept way longer than I needed to. They all stayed for it. And I am so thankful for all of them. That is so rare nowadays for people to stay, even though the event itself wasn't ready. It was incredible. And once it started, it went well. We got the recordings and everything. And so now that content creator friend is editing the video. It's Christmas themed. And so she's got plenty of time to edit for and upload by that time. So yeah, I then afterwards sent out a feedback survey, and the feedback I'm getting is so good. Barely any of them, or at least from what I've seen, none of them have complained about the 2.5 hour long delay. So very, very, very grateful for that. Next for me with that is just continuing to make improvements, develop more tools for it, and then soon enough, hopefully people can start paying me for that service, and it'll be good. Yeah, I'm starting with Minecraft for now, but eventually the idea is to switch or to expand to Fortnite and Roblox as well. So that's the plan. Outside of that, any projects? I started working on a home server, and so I have a little mini computer running now attached to some storage devices. But the idea for that is, of course, what everybody does with a home server, I guess, is save movies and all that stuff on there. So then I could just stream and watch things from there. If I want to watch something, I could just search it up on the web dashboard, and then it'll start downloading it, save it, and then whenever I find a time, I could just watch it from there, which means I can start canceling all of my subscriptions. So that's nice. Same thing with books. I have started putting a lot of my ebooks on there, and I've started reading a lot more because of that. I don't know what it is. I just having it under my possession and control in the home server has made me just want to read more. That's cool. That's great. And then eventually I'm curious about running a Minecraft server off of it. I don't think it's actually powerful enough, but I'm willing to give it a shot at least. And then who knows what else I can put on there. Maybe just other tools and websites that I would use for myself. Yeah. Oh gosh. The thought of not saying that I didn't enjoy this, I did enjoy doing this, but the thought of coming back next week to record again, if Gray and JC still are unable to, I mean, still censored by corporate, is unable to, then I'll be back. Yeah. Do I have anything? I mentioned their Notion. They have a topic list for their next episode, but let me see. Nope. Oh, there it is. Yeah, no, JC has 2 bullet points and Gray has 0 bullet points. So I'm going to not talk about those. I think their previous one they talked about. They talked about it. So I don't have anything much else. Don't go yet. I'm trying to extend it to the full hour. Oh my gosh, you guys probably think I'm crazy. I did have something just now. Shoot. It slipped. Oh, daylight savings just happened. So I'm in Arizona, and I was about to say celebrate, but that's not the word. We don't observe daylight savings because it was originally argued that like we already get enough sun throughout the year. And so it just doesn't make any sense for us to observe daylight savings. But it is so weird because nearly the rest of the country does. And my friends in California now are 1 hour behind, whereas during daylight savings, we are in the same time zone as Pacific. But also that means Gray and JC are now 1 hour ahead instead of 2 hours during daylight savings. So I guess there is a plus there. And then on the East Coast, it's 2 hours away. It's just so weird because everywhere else in the country, besides I think it's Hawaii that also doesn't observe daylight savings, functionally nothing changes. Like anyone in Mountain Standard Time is still going to be an hour ahead of Pacific and 2 hours behind Eastern throughout the whole year. For us, it shifts and it throws me off for like a few days and then I get used to it again. But if there's always a fun fact that people like to share about Arizona, it's that not the entirety of Arizona observes. It's not that. Sorry, how do I phrase this? Not everybody in Arizona actually does not observe daylight savings. There's a little bit of the Navajo Nation, I think, in the northeast part of Arizona that does observe daylight savings because they have their own governance. But it's also like a little donut shape where there's a part of that area inside the Navajo Nation or Navajo territory land, whatever it's called, that doesn't observe daylight savings. And actually, I am going to pull up a map right now. Arizona daylight savings map. Okay, so Navajo Nation. Oh, that's it. So the entirety of Navajo Nation does observe daylight savings, but there's a smaller region inside of that where it is the Hopi Reservation. And they do not observe daylight savings. There's like a small bit of Hopi outside of that Hopi land that is that also doesn't not observe daylight savings. And so you kind of got two little areas inside the Navajo Nation that do not observe daylight savings. But inside that larger Hopi Nation land, there's a smaller Navajo Nation piece of land. And I believe that one is like a population of a few that, again, do observe daylight savings. So essentially, it's like 1, 2, 3, 4 layers of not observing and observing, not observing, observing. It's kind of wild. Look it up, like daylight savings time in Arizona map, and you'll see what I mean. It's pretty silly. I actually have a podcast episode queued up in Spotify to listen to later, and it's like a discussion on daylight savings and how some states want to get rid of it, which arguably is a good idea. I already know some of the argument points are like, you save money by not observing daylight savings because it costs money to change the time and clocks and to even accommodate for that. And then like the cascading effects of clocks changing. And then also in the modern world of the 21st century, we don't care that much about the sun being up or not anymore. I mean, we do. We still do a lot of things throughout the day time. But what I'm saying is originally the daylight savings time was put in place because a lot of America was farmland and farmers wanted to be able to sleep in a little bit later because the sun wasn't up yet and to capitalize on more daylight. We still have a good amount of farmers and there's a lot of farmland, but a lot of us aren't doing that anymore. We don't need the extra daylight in our time anymore. And so it functionally, like, it doesn't matter anymore, is what I'm saying. It's the same thing as time zones. Arguably, it's a little bit more of a headache if you are trying to communicate across different times. I mean, we have systems to help us with that now, but like, it's also unnecessary anymore, because why not wake up at 8 a.m. and go to bed at, wait, sorry, go wake up at 8 p.m. and wake up at 4 a.m. when that is your daylight. I'm just yapping, rambling. There was actually, with the, I'm going to get a little political here, with the recent SNAP funding being unavailable, well, I guess now half funded, a lot of systems around the country are unable to accommodate for giving people half of their SNAP benefits. Their systems just can't handle it, because it was never something that they thought was going to happen. And so now they're trying to have developers update this, like, many years old system that isn't unified across the entire country, to be able to distribute the money at just half the value. It's so crazy. But yeah, something like that is going to happen when people start, or states stop observing daylight savings, if that even ever happens. We'll have to somehow try to accommodate for it. But we'll get there when we get there, I guess. Most systems are dynamic enough to be able to say, oh, this area, this place doesn't observe it anymore. That's why if you have ever looked at a list of time zones, you'll see time zones for specific cities instead of just states, for example. So if you're looking at like time zones for Mountain Standard, you look at Boulder, Colorado, it's gonna have one for, I think, America/Denver, but there will also be one for Arizona, for Arizona/Phoenix, just because throughout the year, especially during daylight savings, those times are going to be different, even though technically it's Mountain Standard or Mountain Daylight, if that makes any sense. So, yeah. All right. I have successfully yapped for an hour. I hope you guys enjoyed all of this. I hope it is sufficient for your weekly dose of boy, oh boy. If you've made it this far, thank you so much for listening and even hanging out with me. Comment something. I don't care. Just, I want to be able to react and interact on Spotify, or I think this still goes out to Apple, maybe. Oh, it's in the Discord. I set it up. It goes out to, where is it? Announcements? No, boy oh boy. It goes out to Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, and no, it does not go out to Instagram. Thank you so much for listening, and I guess we'll see how corporate feels about bringing me back for next week. All right. Love you guys. Talk to you guys later.